speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. United States, where only strong men could face the hardships of the frontier, and only the brave could meet the dangers of hostile Indians and outlaws, there was no one who could match the strength and courage of the masked rider of the plains. Daring and resourceful, tireless in the fight for law and order, the stories of his adventures have been handed down through the generations, and he remains the greatest champion of justice the West ever knew. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the hills! Saddle's waiting for us!
Because you wouldn't understand me. You're not interested in long words. You're interested in learning the truth about yourself.
That's it, Doc.
How long have you been suffering from these cramps?
Almost a month.
In spite of the medicine I gave you?
Yeah.
That simply makes my diagnosis more certain.
Is it going to cost me much to get well again, Doc? Is it? No, I ain't got much. There's a family to feed, and the bad breaks I've been having these past couple of years. I couldn't afford too much.
It will cost you almost nothing.
Thank heaven for that.
Continue with the medicine I've given you. It won't cure your illness, but it will alleviate the pain.
And what will cure it, Doc?
Nothing.
What?
Are you strong enough to hear the truth?
Tell me, Doc. Tell me. You've got to tell me the truth.
Andy.
Huh?
If there's anything you should do before you go, do it now.
Oh, I don't understand.
For inside a month, you'll be dead.
Yes.
Where's Bill?
Bill out.
Funny the kid can't stay home for an evening once in a while.
Andy, wait.
Huh?
Andy, if I ask you a question, will you be frank with me?
Why? Ain't I always...
I'll just ask. Sit down a minute.
Yeah.
Andy, what's wrong?
Wrong? Wrong? Now, what's time to put that notion in your head? What made you think anything was?
The way you've been acting.
Huh? Me?
I've noticed it all evening. I've noticed it ever since you come back from town.
Oh, sure.
You called on Dr. Sykes, didn't you?
Sure, but
is there anything he told you, Andy? Was it?
Oh, honey, where'd you get notions like that? Why, maybe I'm tired. I've been working pretty hard. And you know yourself, I'm always worrying about where I'm going to get my hands on some cash, but
what
then...
What did the doctor say?
About my feeling bad?
Yes.
Well, doggone, honey, if I tell you, you won't believe
what
me.
What was it?
Doc made me feel like a fool. Said there wasn't anything wrong with me at all. Except maybe I eat a bit more and it's good for me every once in a while. That's what he said, honey. Just laughed at me. That's what he did.
You are telling me the truth, Andy.
Well, of course I am. If I was ailing, wouldn't I be having you running around making a fuss over me?
Oh, no.
You can just bet I would. I ain't the fellow to overlook a chance like that.
And it's just money you're worrying about?
That's it.
Oh, Andy, I'm so glad.
Huh?
Oh, it'd be nice to have money again, of course. It'd be fine to know that when the children grew up, we could give them a proper start. And if we wanted to, we could always get the things we need, but...
Oh. But what, Sarah?
But it's so much better for us all to have our good health than to be rich that... Well, money just doesn't seem to matter much. Andy, who could that be? It's a funny time of night for anyone to call.
I don't know. But I'll soon find out. Who's there?
Me, Andy. Hope Bradley.
Oh, hello, Hope. Howdy. What you doing out this way this time of night? Come on in.
Thanks, Andy. Evening, Miss Drummond.
Good evening.
Won't you have a chair, Hope? What can I do for you?
Well, I, Miss Drummond wouldn't mind.
Oh, you want to speak to Andy at home, don't you, Mr. Chaplin? Why, of course, I don't mind.
Well, that's mighty kind, ma'am.
I'll be in the kitchen, Andy.
All right. What is it, Hope? Got something on your mind? Andy, I have.
What?
First, I want to make something clear. Now, I don't want you to think the doc was telling anything out of school. See, this afternoon I was to his office and waiting for you to get through, and, well, Andy, I just couldn't help overhearing what Doc told you. Oh, golly. And I want you to know that I'm mighty sorry. Mighty sorry.
You ain't told nobody, have you?
Andy, what you think I am?
Well, if Sarah or the kids was ever to find it out, I don't know.
Oh, you needn't worry about me. You can take my word for it. Anything I happen to find out by accident is just between you and me. I ain't breathing it to nobody.
Oh, you're a prince. Thanks.
Shucks, that's all right.
But you started to say...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Andy, you're in pretty tough shape, ain't you?
Money?
Yeah.
Hope, outside of what this here house would bring, which sure wouldn't be much. I couldn't raise a dollar. You know about me having to sell the last of my beef, I suppose. And the land, well, you don't hold open range unless you run steers on it. I can't. I reckon my neighbors will be moving in on it most any day.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Can't be helped.
It'd be pretty nice to know that when you was gone, your family was provided for. Wouldn't it, Andy?
It sure would, but... Hey, you mean something to that, Hope? What you getting at?
I did mean something by it.
What?
And if you were to see things my way, Andy, you could go knowing your family was took care of. Make this month easier, fella. It'd be a real good feeling to know your wife and kids weren't going to have to live on charity.
Meaning
that if you do something for me, I'll do something for you.
What?
I'll put $10,000 cash in the bank and credit it to you. It'll be your family's when you're gone.
$10,000?
A sight of cash, Andy.
Don't I know it. But for that $10,000,
you'll sell me something.
Huh? What have I got left to sell that'd be worth $10,000 to anybody?
I can tell you, Andy.
Yeah?
Your life.
We'll stop at that ranch house ahead of us there, Tanda. How do you feel now?
Me feel plenty bad.
I'm sorry, Kimasabe. It's the infection that set in. We've done all that we can. The time and nature will have to do the rest. At least...
What you think?
At least, Tata, you have the satisfaction of knowing that you sent the man who gave you that wound to the rope.
That's right.
Rain up. Oh, Silver. Can I help you down, Tata?
No. Me all right. Me not.
Well, we're going to make camp just as soon as possible. Then you're going to get some rest. Come. I hope my mask won't alarm the people who live here. Surely they won't refuse us the pies when we offer them money. I hear someone moving about inside. The place isn't empty. Perhaps they... Oh.
No, Mary, you can't go outside. The youngsters seem to think that they... Oh, your mask.
Wait.
You...
Don't close the door. We're not outlaws. We need supplies. We'll pay for them. Here, these should show you that we'll pay.
If you're not an outlaw, why are you masked?
Oh, that doesn't matter. I want to get...
Oh.
What is it?
Your friend, he's hurt.
Yes.
My land sakes, the way he looks, he must be in terrible pain.
Tell me. All right.
He wouldn't get Tata to admit it if he were being tortured.
But aren't you doing anything for him?
He'll have an opportunity to rest soon. That's all that can be done.
Nonsense.
That's all
he... Just wait right there and I'll be right back. Sally, would you put the Tata's medicine? You go get it for him.
Just like woman.
The surest way to their sympathies is through suffering, Tata. The way she spoke at first, I doubt that she would have listened to us for a moment if she hadn't caught sight of your wound. I don't know what this medicine is she spoke of, but if it doesn't help, it most likely won't do you any harm. Every ranch house has its cupboards full of patent medicine to one kind or another.
Right.
Now, here you are. I poured some in a cup and mixed it with water just like the doctor told my husband to do. Now, you think it's right down?
Me drinking.
Thank you.
Well, that's all right.
Now, what's the medicine supposed to do?
It's not supposed to cure anything. It's just to kill pain. My husband swears by it. He gets it from Dr. Sykes.
I see.
Here, cup.
Finished already? It didn't take you long. Wasn't so bad after all, was it? Now, what supplies did you say you needed?
Bacon, flour, and whatever you can spare.
If you'll excuse me again, I'll see what I can find.
Oh, no.
Tonto.
Me. All right.
All right? Oh. Tonto, you're sick.
What is it? What's wrong?
You'll have to let us come inside. My friend seriously ill.
Andy, have a seat. Thanks. Where you been? I was looking for you yesterday.
I couldn't make it, Hope.
Oh, no?
In the morning, the fella stopped by with a redskin. The redskin was took sick, and we let him in the house. Didn't want to come to town, leave Sarah alone there with strangers.
Oh. Still there?
No, cleared out last night.
Yeah. Well, you made up your mind. Decided yet what you're going to do?
Hope, you know what you've asked is the same as suicide.
I didn't say it wasn't. You scared of cashing in a little earlier than you would anyhow?
Well, I
ain't urging you to take on this job, Andy. Only remember this. You know what the doc told you. In the end, it's going to be all the same. But if you do this for me, your family's going to be left with nothing to worry about. And if you don't, then they're going to be in a right bad spot.
I know. I've thought all that out.
Well, then...
And I reckon I'll take you up. But I want to get this straight.
Get what straight?
About the mine. You're going to lower me down the shaft. Then I'll have to crawl about 100 yards into the tunnel, huh?
That's right.
I take blasting powder and fuse with me. I set the powder where you say. And then...
You'll have about 1 chance in 1,000 to get out again. Maybe you can do it. I don't know. But anyhow, what difference does it make?
None, I reckon. But how come you want to blast?
Well, when we had that cave in a year ago, we lost a vein. The only way it can be uncovered again is by blasting at just that particular point.
Can I get as far into the tunnel as you want?
I think you can. Only it won't be easy. It's pretty well filled in. Now, you'll have to make it by crawling. There'll be timbers to get around, and you'll likely be laying in water most of the time. But I've investigated some, and it can be done.
You've been trying to get somebody for that job for quite a spell, ain't you, Hope?
Can't blame them for dodging it, can you?
No, I reckon not.
Well?
10,000, you said.
10,000.
Then I'll tell you what.
Huh?
Put that cash in the bank for me.
Yeah.
And I'm your man.
I am Silver Boy!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.